Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Ashley.
And we are
two girls and a bottle of wine. Because men love boobs.
And girls love wine. We're back.
I was going to say it, but I didn't want to steal your thunder.
We always say it. My thunder. Ba-boom, we're back. And we're actually here this time. Last week was pre-recorded.
It was.
And at least we're honest with our people.
Yeah, we try to keep it real.
Yeah. So how are you doing?
Good.
What's new with you?
Nothing, really.
Yeah, I hear you.
Counting down the days till Friday, like always.
Right. And how many days till Cabo?
It'll be 5 weeks on Friday.
Ooh, I'm so excited for you.
I am so excited. I can't wait.
Our boss just got back from Mexico. Mm-hmm. I was so jealous listening to her tell us.
Do you realize that that means there's only 5 weeks till Thanksgiving?
I don't want to think about it.
That's so
and
sad.
And then Christmas.
I know.
And then...
I can't even think about it.
Life is flying by.
I know.
Oh. It was a big weekend for weddings.
Not for me.
No, not for me either. Yeah. So, we have talked about Boy Meets World in the past.
Right, because now it's...
Girl Meets World or something.
I was going to say Boy Meets Girl, but I think you're right. I think it's yeah. Girl Meets World.
Which I have no idea what the status on that show
me
is.
Me either.
But the original Boy Meets World, two of their stars got married and not to each other this weekend. So, isn't that ironic? How they both...
That had to be planned.
You think? Sean and Topanga were their TV names. And they both got married this weekend. Ryder Strong is Sean's real name.
Mm-hmm.
And he married Alexandra Barreto in Oregon. In Oregon. That's kind of not where that you would picture sense. A star to get married.
Yeah.
And then Topanga's real name is
Danielle Fischel.
Official? Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. She married her longtime love, Tim Belesco.
Who's a lot younger than her.
Yeah. 7 years.
Good for her.
Yeah.
She's a cougar.
She is hot. I've always thought she was just beautiful.
Her hair.
And her eyes.
I'm not an eye person. I always wanted her, like, thick, long, silky hair. I always just be jealous of it.
Yeah. And then Kelly Clarkson got married.
We all know how I feel there about were, her.
There were rumors circling that she was going to get married this weekend, and she tweeted and confirmed that she married Brandon Blackstock this weekend, and they got married, I believe, yesterday.
Was it a big to-do, or was it a small? It seems like it was a smaller thing.
Yeah.
Huh?
Don't you remember she came out and said it was going to be like a chill thing, yeah. And everyone's like, oh, are you pregnant? No.
No.
No. So congratulations to all those people that got married.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe our boys will decide marriage is the next step in their life.
Well,
soon.
I'm starting to think it's going to have to be 2014 now because we're getting closer to holiday season. And we already discussed not to do it during holiday season.
Did you really think it was going to happen this year?
Aww. I don't want to answer that question.
Bummer. I'm sorry.
I think it's going to happen every year.
I know. Well, no, I don't know. But I can imagine, as long as you guys have been together. Saturday was Sweetest Days, or Sweetest
the
Day,
sweetest
Happy
day.
Sweetest Day.
Yeah.
And I posted a Bible verse from the Bible about getting married and stuff, and someone was like, are you trying to hint? And I was like, no, but maybe I should be. I don't know. We're on the 5-year plan.
We're going on the 10-year plan.
I know.
Plan, so.
I know. We did go see a movie this weekend.
On Saturday?
Yes.
So did we.
Yeah. But the movie that won the box office for the third straight week in a row is Gravity.
Yeah.
Have you seen that movie?
I haven't. But we were so I said to Joey, I was like, why don't we go see Gravity? I heard it's supposed to be great. And he goes, I've heard bad things about it.
What has he heard?
Well, he said, I guess the critics' reviews weren't very good of it.
Mm. And that's a huge thing that Steve looks at usually, but... I think he wanted to go see this. I don't know why. But so we went and saw Gravity last week mm-hmm. when he first got back. And it was okay. Like, at the end, Steve's like, what'd you think? I'm like, well, it was kind of slow moving. He's like, they're in space. There's no gravity. I'm like, really? The storyline moved kind of slowly.
Slow.
But it has George Clooney and Sandra Bullock. And I believe Sandra Bullock did a great job.
Okay.
But the story was kind of eh. Made me never, ever want to go into space. Ever.
Really? I used to want to be an astronaut as a kid.
If something bad happens, there is no one around to help you. You're in the middle of space.
That's a good point.
Yeah, this movie really made me realize that. And then this weekend we went and saw... Crap, what do we see? The new Tom Hanks
Captain
movie.
Phillips. Thank we were going to go see that and it wasn't playing at the theater by us.
And again, great movie. Tom Hanks, amazing job. But tickets are so expensive these days that neither one of those movies would I have paid $10 to go see. Mm. But Steve insisted and he bought, so.
So there's no complaining there.
Right.
Huh.
What'd you go see?
We went to go see Carrie, the new Carrie. And I'm not a scary movie person, but I have to say that I was not scared.
We should watch the original.
So that's a good point. So Joey, of course, as soon as the movie ends, he's like, so what'd you think? It must be like a guy thing. And I was like, well, I don't really know what to think because I've never seen any other Carries, like the original, the all those whatevers.
Right.
So for me, this was coming into it like a whole new movie. Right. And I really thought it was a great movie.
And I've heard, the review I heard was that they took all of the good stuff from the original Carrie out. And the new Carrie is not
I felt like it was, so from the pieces I've seen of the old one, like obviously everybody's seen the whole her on the bed where it's like lifting in the air and she's spewing green chunks.
Right.
Like, no, that was not in the movie. That was not. I felt like it was more of a realistic adaptation of, instead of this over the top, that's never going to happen type thing.
Gotcha.
Like, obviously this is never going to happen either, but I would believe this more than I would believe the old one. Mm. Like her, I mean, there's no part where her head goes spinning around her body like that. It's right. Not.
It's more realistic.
Yeah. And I mean,
I like my scary movies to be realistic.
Yeah. I think you'd like it because honestly, I didn't know the story of it. And knowing the story now, it was almost a little sad.
Oh.
It was.
Well, don't give away too much.
I won't. It's definitely worth seeing. Even if you didn't like the first one or if you've never seen it, it's a standalone movie, and I think they may have set it up for a second.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. And then exciting news coming up in the Pretty Little Liars. Pretty Little Liars.
Yay! Tomorrow.
Tomorrow is their Halloween special.
I can't
Now, wait. I just got caught up with this show on Netflix, so I don't know how this works. So after tomorrow, how long will I have to wait for another Pretty Little Liars?
It's either just, I think it's January. I think it comes back right after the holidays.
Okay.
That's this is like bad. So they have like a winter season and then like a summer season.
Gotcha.
So I can't remember if it starts in December or January, but it goes until like for a couple months and then they take another long break and then they do a summer season again. It usually comes back like end of June, July, and then it runs through, it just recently ended, I think end of August, and mm-hmm. then it doesn't come back again till, and then they do a middle special for Halloween.
I'm very excited because I've missed my Pretty Little Liars.
I'm just excited because you're finally up to date so we can watch it and discuss it now.
Yes. And in other Janet's Obsessed with Television news, New Girl is kind of what I've taken the place of Pretty Little Liars.
Yes, I've noticed you becoming obsessed with that.
Yeah, and big news with that show, it has been given the slot right after the Super Bowl, which is like typically TV's most watched program spot.
Hmm.
So, yeah, I'm super excited
about
that.
That's awesome.
I love Zooey Deschanel. Have I said that already? I think I have.
I love her, too.
She's pretty awesome.
I just started getting into The Millers.
I have.
With Will Arnett.
Yeah.
Oh, it's really, really funny. But I really don't have the time to devote to it, but I'm. It's good enough that I'm committing the time.
There you go.
I've dropped some of my others.
There's so many.
Well, but you saw what my calendar looked like. Right. I had like two a day. I was double booked.
I have that now, but I have a DVR, which you do not.
True.
And with Steve traveling, he's gone again. It gives me plenty of time.
There you go.
Yeah, I got caught up on so much last night. Big Bang Theory, Mom.
I love Mom. Shows. I want to go back and watch all the episodes of Two Broke Girls.
I love that show too.
I really do. Whenever I watch it,
cupcakes.
It does kind of fit you. But whenever I watch it, I'm always like, why don't I watch this more often?
It's a good show.
It is.
They're funny girls.
They really are.
In other entertainment news, we're kind of a little late talking about this, but I'm really sad. Like,
I am so ecstatic.
I knew you would be, and I was like, I don't even want to talk about it, but 50 Shades of Grey. Hunnam, Mr. Charlie Hunnam from Sons of Anarchy
dropped out. He's gone!
And there have been so many, like, different stories as to why, like, scheduling conflicts. He didn't want to typecast himself and all of this crap. But it doesn't matter. The point is, he's not going to be in it, and I'm pissed about it. But I'm excited to move on. So they're already looking for a new replacement. And they kind of have to do it fast because they're supposed to start filming very soon.
This is supposed to be out next summer, less than a year.
2014. You found an article about who's not going to be.
Well, because the whole thing was, like, everybody kept saying, oh, I want it to be Matt Bomer, or Ian Somerhalder. I don't know if I'm saying that right.
It's all good.
But they're saying even with this dropout, like, there's no way those guys are going to do it. One, Ian Somerhalder's on Vampire Diaries, so his hectic film schedule would be, I mean, his schedule would be just as hectic. And and they're saying that it won't be Matt Bomer either. Well, which I'm okay with. I mean, I would have preferred Matt Bomer over Ian Somerhalder anyway. I think Ian Somerhalder's a little too short.
But Charlie Hunnam wasn't that tall.
Which is why I wasn't happy about him being cast. He looks nothing like it.
They've started testing actors. And I don't know anyone that's in the running. But it's Tony-nominated actor Billy Magnussen. He's among a small group of men who have begun testing for the role of Christian Grey. Universal Pictures and Focus Features restarted their efforts to fill the male role after, of course, Charlie decided he was too good for it. And the short list of possibilities include Magnussen and British actor Jamie Dornan.
So, Jamie Dornan, I feel like I recall something he was in, but I can't think of what.
I don't know either one of those names, but they are decent-looking men.
Yeah, I actually was hoping they would go with Alex Pettifer. He's the one from Magic Mike. There was talks of him, but...
Is he gay in real life?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah. So, we'll let you know what we think when they do finally choose someone. Hopefully, it's up to Ashley's standards. I was super excited about my Sons of Anarchy boy, and now I'm super sad. But I'm going to be open to whatever happens.
I just wish they would recast Dakota Johnson, too. I'm horrible. I really am.
You are horrible. The CMAs are coming up.
I know,
Are you as excited as me?
I am, because the CMAs completely changed me last year,
November 6th, if you recall. I do. Do you have it on your calendar?
I do have it on my calendar.
Where's your bumblebee?
Oh, bumblebee's dead.
Ashley's not sporting her bumblebee case. What happened? Did you get a new phone?
No, it's the same phone.
Oh, okay.
It looks so small without a case, right? So, bumblebee...
How do you kill the... It was plastic and durable.
I know, and because of that, it stretched out, so my phone was, like, slipping in and out of it, so I'd be talking on it, and it would slide, and then, like, the speaker would get covered, or the camera, and the real decision factor was, oddly enough, I could fit it in my back jean pocket, but I couldn't fit it in my jacket pocket, like the slanted sideways ones that go in your jacket, and that really annoyed me now that it's getting colder. So...
You took care of Bumblebee.
Yeah, I still have Beasley.
You need to get a case on that thing.
I know.
It's way too expensive.
I know.
But you're eligible for an upgrade, aren't you?
I am.
So you're just kind of hoping you'll drop it.
No, I'm not, because they're sold out until November on the new phone.
It's very expensive.
Yeah.
Anyway, but, totally squirrel syndrome.
Yes.
CMAs, they're coming up November 6th, and I found an article today that is not going to make Steve very happy, but...
It's
going to
make me very happy.
Yeah, so it's no secret that one of the best parts of the CMA Awards is the killer collaborations the show brings together.
And there are some awesome ones.
So first off, Zac Brown Band, your boys, they're nominated for Vocal Group of the Year, will be hitting the stage alongside the Foo Fighters. Dave Grohl.
Yep. And I think that's going to be I want to know what song they're going to do, because I think it's going to be awesome.
And then you also like Hunter Hayes. He's going to be performing with Jason Mraz.
And Jason Mraz has a new song out that is amazing. And I think that's going to be a really awesome duo, too.
Mm-hmm. I'm shocked to see that Taylor Swift is going to be performing with Alison Krauss and Vince Gill. Those two have very country-sounding voices, and so I don't know if she's trying to appeal to the country artists or country audience again. I don't know.
I'm surprised she is, you know, allowing somebody to share a stage with her.
You are horrible.
She's got a pretty big ego.
You're horrible. So we're super excited, counting down the days. How many days until November 6th? I don't.
Too many. Yeah.
We're not quite there. It's like 16 days, I think.
I'm really excited, though, that Carrie Underwood and Brad Paisley are hosting again.
They are hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Florida Georgia Line is going to be there.
Eric Church.
Kacey Musgraves.
Mm-hmm.
I love Kacey Musgraves. She's new.
Yeah. I'm very excited. Very, very excited. I think it will be a great show.
And then in odd news, did you see this fan that, okay, let's preface with saying I have been a huge super fan of many people in the past. It kind of goes through spurts. Like, first it was Billy Ray Cyrus, don't judge me. And then it was Britney Spears. And then it was Miranda Lambert. But no way in heck am I going to spend my hard-earned money to look like any of them.
Well, and I would really hope that you wouldn't want to look like Billy Ray Cyrus. Let's just put that out there. Because I think about, like, I've been super fans, mm-hmm. but they've all been of the opposite sex. So there's really no way that I am going to spend my hard-earned money to look like them.
Is there any celebrity female that you wish you looked like?
Wish I looked like or would spend my money to look like?
Or if someone came to you and said, I will pay for your plastic surgery to look like this person.
I don't know that I would want to look like them. I might say, okay, I want their body. I would never ever do plastic surgery to my face.
Right.
But if someone wanted to pay for it, I'd be like, yeah, you want a lipo and reconstruct my whole figure to look like, you know, pretty much anybody in Hollywood.
So this super fan spent $100,000 on plastic surgery to look like Justin Bieber.
The funny thing about that is that Justin Bieber, it hasn't even really come into his own yet. So this fan spent all this money, and then in like 3 years when Justin Bieber finally hits puberty, if he ever does, this fan isn't even going to look like him anymore.
Yeah, and I think he kind of looks like a girl in the face.
Justin Bieber kind of looks like a girl.
Oh, does he? I guess I'm not paying very good attention. So we work together. We're going to carry on. But I think that's crazy. We work together. And I found this article that I thought was very suitable for our show because we do work together. We have the same mm-hmm. boss. She's been on vacation. And I'm very happy that she's not anymore. Gotta say that. But it's the 7 things you should never say to your boss.
So let me just ask you this. When you read this, were you like, how many of those things did you feel like you've said? Maybe not directly to your boss, but
in my head.
Or like to my coworker? To each other.
I know.
I was kind of just like, oh my God.
Right. And I've heard other people say these things.
Oh, yes.
All right. So if you do care about your career, you must be already aware of the fact that there are quite a few things you should never say to your boss. If you want to keep your job or even get a promotion, sometimes it's better to think before you open your mouth. Always it's better to think before you open your mouth when it comes to your boss.
I agree with that.
It's also true that you must be honest with your boss in order to feel respected and appreciated for your hard work, but you shouldn't take it too far. So you want to start off with the first thing that you're never supposed to say to your boss?
And I will never ever say this. I'm so bored.
I have thought this, and
I remember you saying it to me.
I'm so bored.
And I was like, and I said, you'll jinx it.
Just wait.
But it said that's actually the most common mistake most people do when they're at work, and they're talking to their boss, whether, you know, just during lunch or even during working hours. And it's one of the things you should never say to your boss because you might make him think that you're not working hard enough or that you're not trying so hard. As a result, he might even give you a few extra tasks so you won't complain about being bored.
And this, when I was going through my bored phase, I told you I was bored, but I went to the boss and said, is there anything else I could be doing?
Right.
So I indirectly said I was bored, and she gave me things to do, and it filled up my time, but now I have no time because I'm not bored anymore.
I just try to find my own projects.
I just didn't want things to get handed to me.
That's why I find my own projects.
But, things that, yeah. Anyway. The number two thing not to say to your boss is, I'm overqualified for this job. Who would say that? Who would freaking say that? Do you know anyone? You don't have to name names on our team that would say that.
Yeah, I think I could think of someone.
I want you to mouth their name right now. I could see that too. I was wrong. Before saying this to your boss, unless you want to quit, you might want to think twice. You must act responsible and mature and be aware there. Of the fact that it's rather hard nowadays to find your dream job on your first try. Even if you're overqualified for your job, and sadly most people are, you should keep your mouth shut and keep searching for that perfect job. Unless you work for MozTech Advanced Technologies, do not keep searching. Because I have enough open recs. All right.
You have sticky notes.
I do. Number three thing not to say to your boss.
I can't do it.
Oh, that's...
I don't think that I've ever said that per se.
I don't think I've ever heard anyone say... I think it would be more the entry-level people that would say that, don't you think?
Well, I know sometimes I'm like, I'm not a miracle worker.
Right.
But not to my boss.
You're not like saying you can't do it. You're right. Saying it's a little bit more of a challenge than
I only just say that, like, to you. Or
right.
So, what it says is, this statement is also among the worst things you could ever say to your boss. It's normal to doubt your abilities from time to time. After all, we're all human. But I'm sure you're aware of the fact that most of the time, you're only overreacting. And once you start doing that, you'll realize that you can, in fact, do it. And you might even discover that you're pretty good at whatever it might be you think you can't do. So don't be pessimistic, because you won't look good in the eyes of your boss, who might not give that promotion you deserve.
There you go. Number four, keep your personal info personal.
And we are horrible at this.
I know. I love that our boss will not be our friend on Facebook.
Me too.
Like, I was kind of at first when she said that was her rule, I was like, well, that's not cool. Like,
I'm glad. Except, yeah. I thought about this the other day. Our supervisor.
Yeah.
Is our friend on Facebook
our
now.
Our new supervisor. Yeah. Whatevs. You and I don't post anything that's bad. maybe you didn't know, but the truth is that most employers still make decisions based upon different details of their employees' personal life. This is completely wrong, you might say, or even discriminatory, but sadly, we know it's true. After all, bosses are also human, and they can be subjective when it comes to assessing someone's work performance. Try to act professional and keep your personal info personal. This way, you'll avoid becoming the subject of all the gossip that might occur at your workplace.
Yeah, that's
my personal life is so boring, it doesn't matter. You can see it. Okay, maybe every once in a while I have a couple too many Malibu and diets or a couple too many glasses of relaxed wine, but it's all good.
Yeah.
Right.
And no one needs to know what I do on the weekends.
Right. I don't want to know about
Sleeping in contacts, shoes, you know, everything happens.
All right, number five.
Don't tell him anything about your nightlife. This is also a sensitive topic that you should approach with a lot of delicacy in every discussion with your boss. He or she doesn't need to know what you do when you leave work. If you're spending quality time with your kids, if you're going on a hot date, or if you're hitting the bars and getting wasted every night. He or she just doesn't need to know all those details. Set some clear boundaries between work and your free time.
And we don't share that with them.
With each other. There might be days where we're like, oh my God, I'm so exhausted.
I think that's more you. I'm just kidding.
Probably, yes.
You are the young one in the group. You are the one that it's okay if you come in a little tired.
Just a little.
Tired is the code word for hungover.
I don't usually come in hungover.
But you have.
Fridays are killers.
Yeah.
And I always have to be there early Friday, which is even worse.
Yeah,
it's Thirsty Thursday for a reason.
Right.
Friday Eve, hello.
Number six, don't talk about your religious beliefs or your political affiliations. I got in trouble. Do you remember, was it the week before last, when I made some comment about Obama, and you and Christy were like, Janet!
I just said, the door's open!
And I really didn't say anything bad. It was just a joke, but yeah.
It wasn't as bad as the one that came out of my mouth the one time.
But you're not as close to the door as I am.
There's a reason I keep my desk all the way at the back.
Yeah. So maybe some people would not agree with you on this one, but I really believe that you should avoid talking about these two sensitive topics with your boss. Your beliefs might offend him, even if you didn't intend it to happen, and I'm sure you don't want to do that. So it's best not to talk about religion or politics while you're at work, and keep your personal beliefs to yourself. You'll also risk offending your coworkers and could create an uncomfortable work environment. So be smart, keep your mouth shut, and you won't regret it.
Yeah.
Sometimes things just fly out of your mouth. The problem is, and I don't know if people listening really know this, but there are four females
in our office.
In one office room, like one office, like space.
Room. Yeah, like in an actual physical office.
Four cubicles in one office. And so there are things that we say that probably aren't said in normal office environments. But you put us in there like sardines, and the pressure's going to get to us.
Do you remember when we started, it was supposed to be, that room was supposed to be Vegas? What happened in there stayed in there?
Vegas died.
That's because we let the door open.
We have to, because it gets so
now we're
hot,
like,
or cold.
Now we're
in
like
there.
The US-Mexico border. Everything comes in and out as it pleases.
That's awesome. All right, number seven.
Number seven, it's not my responsibility.
Which could also be like, it's not in my job description.
Or ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
So, I know that you may not have your dream job just yet, and that's why you might be forced to do a lot of things you don't particularly enjoy. Let's be honest, it's called a job because you don't enjoy it.
Right.
You should try to control your impulses when you feel you've had it with everything, and try not to take it out on your boss if he asks you to do another thing that might not be in your job requirements. Try to refuse politely and offer some alternatives. They will at least appreciate the fact that you've tried to find a solution to the problems.
There you go. And, you know, I gotta say, I have worked really hard to keep a barrier between our boss and me. Like, because my last boss and I, it was just her and I in recruiting.
Hmm.
So we built a relationship that was probably beyond what a boss and an employee should be. And it ended up becoming very complicated from time to time. And Rain is saying hi to Ashley.
Hi, Rain.
Rain is the new cat.
Rain's my
so
favorite.
So I think, you know, I make it a point not to spend much time with our boss. But then from time to time, it makes me feel like I'm too distant. What are your thoughts?
I think that there's a fine line.
Because she shares a lot of personal with us.
I feel like I do a good job of making it seem like I'm sharing a lot, but in reality, I'm not.
I just really don't have a lot to share.
I don't really have that much to share. My life's not that interesting.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. Well, Monday is coming to an end.
Amen.
Yeah. Tuesday. What do you always say? Tuesdays?
Tuesdays.
When I say tomorrow's going to be a better day, it has to be because it's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
Yeah. Something like that.
One of our coworkers today read something, and it's like, I need a breakup from Monday. I was like,
Who said that?
The only other person that was in our office today.
I must have been gone.
And I was like, I don't need a breakup. I need a permanent divorce. Like, there's no chance of us getting back together.
I don't usually have manic Mondays like you, but today was freaking stressful. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sit back. I'm going to drink this relaxed wine. I might have another glass.
I might have a bottle.
I will not come in hungover tomorrow, but it's time for us all to just chill out.
Agreed.
All right?
I'm ready for the holidays.
Oh, God.
No. Break. Like, slow time. Break time.
I don't see slow time in my future.
Mm. That's what you get for saying you were bored.
I totally karma-butted myself. Anyway, thank you so much for listening this week. We will be back next Monday, right?
We will.
No issues?
No issues.
Okay. And find us on Facebook, Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine. Twitter is the number 2 Girls and Wine. Tumblr, 2 Girls and a Bottle of Wine. 2 Girls and a Bottle of Wine. Just
2 Girls and a Bottle of Wine everywhere. All over.
Freaking where. Share us with your friends. We want to
keep taking
growing.
Over.
Yes, and maybe, I don't know. I'm tired. I'm rambling. You know, before I go, today is National Babble Day, so I am celebrating in full force.
There you go.
I am babbling like nobody's business, and
it was
National Nacho Day, so go eat some nachos. And that's my contribution.
I might have to do that.
There you go. All right, see ya.
Bye.